Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Word Up Podcast, your Bible study companion. We hope you've been blessed by previous episodes. If you're new here, we'd like to say a big welcome. We believe you're not here by accident, and we've got something great for you today. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, tea, or juice, and let's get right into it. Today, we will be looking at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. We'll read the New Living Translation and the Message Translation as well. The NLT reads, "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And I read the Message translation as well, which reads, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." This verse particularly speaks to me because since the 2023 presidential elections began in Nigeria, seeing all the wickedness, evil, and violence has caused my heart to bleed. Nigeria is such a blessed nation that has been wooed with bad governance since I ever knew myself. I don't know if you're listening to me today and have a certain situation that is troubling your heart. I'd like us to do things differently today. Let us say prayer before we dive into the verse, shall we? Dear Lord, I come to you with my listeners today. We acknowledge that there are things in this world which trouble us and are causing us pain in our hearts. These are different for us all. For some, it's their job, relationship, career, family, finances, the country, and lots more. But Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. So I ask you today to fill our hearts with your peace. We open up our hearts to your peace today. We cast our cares and worries to you because that's what you've asked us to do. Dear Father, I ask that you turn these situations around and let your will prevail in them. Let joy be restored. Fill our hearts with your love and your joy. Jesus, be the center of our lives and let only your counsel stand. We give you thanks, for it is your will that we enjoy peace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like to start by saying it is God's desire that you have peace. I'll say it again. It is God's will that you have peace. God does not want you to live a troubled life. I currently work in the children's section of the hospital, and one of the reasons parents bring their children to hospital is when they notice they are restless. A parent will do anything to ensure their child has peace. A good parent will not rest until they have attended to their child and ensure they are settled. I would like you to always picture God as the perfect example of a good parent. I said parent because it is applicable to fathers and mothers, although God is referred to as father, so I could use father more often in this episode. Our Lord's Prayer starts with such affectionate words, "Our Father." Jesus Christ in most parts of Scripture used the phrase, "My Father." However, in introducing the disciples and us to the concept of prayer, he wanted us to know the kind of relationship we have with the one we're praying to. He is not just a being that lives up there in distant heavens and never talks to us. He is our Father. Upon resurrection, Jesus tweaks that address, saying to Mary, and I quote, "I will ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Everyone may not have had a good earthly representation of the Father figure, but Jesus is inviting us today to a whole new relationship with the Father. Going back to our verse of the day, the Message translation reads, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." Google defines worry as a state where one feels or is caused to feel anxious or troubled about actual or potential problems. You can either act in worry or be in a state of worry, the trigger being either in the present, past, or in the future. This is quite interesting that we could worry about things that haven't yet happened. For example, someone in school at the start of session worrying about exams to come at the end of session. That's not to say don't plan for exams from the start, but do not worry about it. A single person worried about when they will be married, and when they eventually get married, they're worried about the possibility of having children. And when that happens, they're worried about which school the children would go to. And when that happens, they're worried about the business to invest, what the children would become, and etc., etc. Life is full of situations that have the potential of causing you and I to worry. But we know from the circle of control, influence, and concern that there are some things that you can directly change and others which you cannot. But one thing you can almost certainly always do is pray. And that's what the verse of the day tells us. Instead of worrying, pray. Google defines worry as a verb and a noun. As a verb, it is something we do. So instead of carrying out an action of worry or anxiety, replace that action with something else. And the recommended replacement is prayer. Instead of worrying, pray. What does prayer do? Prayer opens us up to the infinite power of God. Prayer says, "I don't have it all sorted." Prayer links us to God's channel from whence His help flows. There is a popular saying that God helps those who help themselves. This is not scriptural. God helps those who are helpless and cry for help. And there are clear examples in scripture. "Call unto me and I will answer you. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Prayer invites God into your situation, letting Him know you cannot do it on your own. And guess what? Once God is in your situation, you don't need to worry. The good Father is always working the best things out, even in the worst scenarios. There's no situation too small to involve God. You're not bothering Him. If it is important to you, then it's important to Him. After you're done praying, then what's next? Praise Him. Thank Him. Fill your heart with songs of praise to the Father for that situation. I'll give you a case in point. So for me, I was worried about the outcome of the presidential election and really hurt by the evils and wickedness done. The action from this verse for me is to pray about it and stop worrying about it. And after that, I give God thanks for my country and for the election, saying, thank you, Father, for the elections and the outcome, because your will be done. And your counsel will stand. Each time worry tries to set in, give God thanks for that situation and keep the line open for God to speak to you. In some instances, refusing to pray can be a manifestation of pride, saying you don't need God and you can sort it all by yourself. There's no point being in that space when you can enjoy peace like a river. The verse of the day again says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. The peace that God gives is one that is inexplicable. You cannot explain it. His peace to guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And that's important. We have to keep living in Christ Jesus. Bible makes us understand that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. So as we continue in the Word, as we continue in the leading of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God guards our heart and mind. So a few questions for you today. Are you troubled by anything? Are you living in Christ Jesus? Have you prayed about it? Have you praised for it? Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for your word that has come to us today. I know there are many things that cause our hearts to worry. Dear Father, I ask on behalf of everyone listening to this podcast today that you will step into our situation. We open the doors of our hearts unto you and we say, Lord, come into this situation and turn it around for us. Help us to understand your will in it. Help us to see your hand in it. I pray for peace in our hearts. Peace to displace every worry. Jesus, be the center of our lives. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. Do the things that you alone can do. We surrender to you and we acknowledge that we cannot sort these on our own. We cannot do life without you. So, dear Jesus, we need your help. Help us, dear Father. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for tuning into the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up podcast. God bless you.